Well, this past year, a lot of us sat at home and are still sitting at home and watching more movies to keep us entertained. And in many of those movies, the characters are sitting down to a meal or grabbing food or drinks on the go. A group of Stanford researchers looked into the quality of those meals and finds most of them to be unhealthy. We're going to dig a little deeper. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Brad Turnwalt. He's a psychology research fellow at Stanford. Thank you very much for talking to us this evening. You watched 250 of the most watched films from the last 25 years. What did you find out?
Hey, thanks for having me, Patty. Yeah, so what we were looking at was just cataloging every time we saw a food or a beverage from these movies, and we were able to compare how healthy those foods and beverages were compared to our dietary recommendations, what we should be eating, and also compared to what Americans are actually eating. And what we found was that in large part, the foods were failing our dietary recommendations, and they were as bad or worse than what Americans are actually eating today.
I should back up a little bit and ask you why you were looking at this in the first place.
Yeah, so we were really interested in movies as kind of a main hub of our culture. They depict what's normative, what's popular, what's reflective of American culture. And so the types of foods and beverages that we depict can really matter when we're looking at famous celebrities, superheroes, and role models, and looking at the types of foods and beverages that they're eating. That can inform how we think about what types of foods we should eat or are valued in our culture.
Is there previous research that suggests what folks see on a movie screen or on a small screen influences them in some way or the other?
Yes. So there's good evidence both from alcohol and smoking that when teenagers in particular view more binge drinking and smoking in movies, they're more likely to try binge drinking or smoking 1 to 2 years later. And then we also have some smaller studies showing that if we see a particular unhealthy food in a movie, we're 2.5 to 3 times more likely to choose that unhealthy food immediately after seeing the movie. And so what's shown on the screen actually influences our health behavior.
That's so interesting. I don't know if you looked at this, but I mentioned you watched this over the most watched over the last 25 years. Were you able to find trends?
That's what we were excited to see, and the data showed that no, there's been no change in how healthy the foods or the beverages are over the last 25 years. And so what that tells us is there's a real opportunity moving forward. We need the Hollywood producers to be more mindful of the types of foods and beverages that we're showing, because it's a real opportunity to show healthier and model healthier eating and drinking behaviors for our viewers.
What would you say to those in the film community that say, hey, this is impacting my creativity? I'm trying to tell a story here. I'm not trying to teach people how to eat healthy.
Exactly. I mean, that's the tough thing. I think, you know, there are times when you're showing a food or beverage and it's important to the plot. You know, I would say if you're looking at a 1950s movie and you're showing a diner scene, it probably makes sense to show burgers and fries and milkshakes. But there's actually a lot of times in movies where the foods and beverages have nothing to do with the plot. You know, they're just in the background. It's a meal at home. And so I think those are where the real opportunities are to change what we're depicting those characters eating and drinking and just being mindful in those scenarios.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us tonight. Brad Turnwald is a psychology research fellow at Stanford.